This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Man, the behind-the-scenes conversations with William Binney are incredible. Another secret of his conversations with the CIA director, you name it, unbelievable. He wanted to get into what needs to happen next, the latest on Russiagate, and then this amazing stuff he's doing in Europe. I want to bring that up. Prettygoodknowledge.eu, pgknowledge.eu. William Binney, we got 4.5 minutes. Please finish, sir. Thank you.
Okay, well, I just think that the attorney general needs to set up these indictments and start attacking the people who've been at the center and the core of this continued violation of our constitutional rights. A lot of them are embedded long-time employees of these agencies, some of them appointed and some not. So that's where the swamp really needs to be cleaned. And then when they do that, they have to go along with the political cronies that have been helping them out and helping all of this happen. So a good deal of the U.S. government should be indicted. And I think that that's the proper way for an attorney general to proceed. If he doesn't do that, I lose all faith in him.
I do too. Continue.
So on Russiagate, I wanted to add one thing. I don't know that I've said this on your program before, but I was in the UK examining some of the raw data from Lucifer 2, the data that was supposedly hacked from the DNC on the 5th of July, and there was a second batch on the 1st of September. And I was over there with my friend Duncan Campbell, and we were examining the data, the raw data. Well, not the real, but the timestamp files that were transferred, and trying to put it together to see what the transfer rates were and all that. And then Duncan looked at something, and he discovered this, that if you ignored the date, day, and the hour, and only looked at minutes, seconds, and milliseconds, you could merge the two data sets from the date of the 1st of September and the 5th of July together into one set of data. Which meant, very simply put, that this Lucifer 2, wherever he was, was playing with the data to try to manipulate us and confuse us. So the whole thing was a basic sham from the beginning, a total fabrication.
Didn't you also point out a lot of this data clearly was downloaded at speeds that couldn't be online?
Oh, yeah. That was the other part. The speed, and we found out the highest speed was really 49.1 megabytes per second, which is close to six times the rate necessary. On the web would have to be, you know.
Sure, only point-blank range with a really fast port could do that.
That's right. So the whole thing was a fabrication. That was my point to a lot of the media who started to calling me a conspiracy theorist and all that. I was just dealing with facts. They were just dealing with labels.
Well, Russiagate has imploded completely, but I think Mueller may go ahead with the fake indictment. The hubris of these people is the most insane I've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree. It's just outright insanity.
Well, we appreciate your courage. We wouldn't be here without you and so many other people who have told the truth. Obviously, Director Stone, I don't agree with some of his politics, but his courage to tell the truth is amazing. Thank him for that. Just briefly, pgknowledge.eu, tell folks about that.
I started a company over in Amsterdam, Netherlands, to try to do what I was doing over here 25 years ago. And since in that 25 years, the U.S. government really wouldn't let me do it, they attacked me everywhere I tried to implement that kind of knowledge and ability. And so I formed a company with some people from Netherlands, and we are putting together a program to do that over there. So perhaps that will be a targeted approach to do things like detecting terrorist threats in advance, not after the fact. and doing all kinds of other data analysis on large data sets.
That doesn't violate people's privacy or rights. It doesn't create holes in everybody's privacy to be exploited by real criminals. William Benny, you're amazing. Please join us again in the next week. I know you're very busy and going back to Amsterdam to set this up, but please join us whenever you'd like. We'll just wait for that call. Thank you, Mr. Benny, for sending us the huge bombshell news. And basically, you broke the big NSA slash FISA warrant information. So thank you. We salute you, Dr. Benny. I'll say bye to you during the break. Stay with us. We're going to go to Davos next.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Center. Around the corner and away from police protection on San Carlos Street, a mob mentality took over.
What do you say to the people who dragged a poor white guy out of a car and beat him?
Oh my goodness, poor white people, please, oh my, stop.
These were pure attacks. Trump supporters, men, women, even the elderly, left this building last night and walked right into danger.
This Trump supporter was the first casualty of the day, with blood streaming out of his face.
Pro-Trump and anti-Trump protesters got into it.
Throwing things at the guy who has a Trump shirt on. Oh, he just got knocked in the back of the head. He just got punched in the face. And now they're rushing him.
To represent your First Amendment right to free speech. If somebody comes and attacks you, it's your right to defend yourself.
It got ugly. Violence erupting at the event as fights broke out, fists flying between Trump supporters and anti-Trump supporters. It gets pretty ugly.
Yeah, I want to warn the folks watching at home, you're about to see some very violent footage.
You want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Organizers say today's rallies were meant as a show of unity against what they call a seditious fringe allegedly trying to sabotage the president.
See there, a FedEx delivery driver jumping in to try to put an end to the protest.
Just to strengthen numbers, I'll give it to you. If you want to come at, you better be 100 of you against one of me, because that's what it's going to take.
Ladies and and gentlemen, we are back live. Next segment, Ted Mallett, former board member of the Davos Group, is going to join us. Trump is going there. Historic things happening. He's got big, exclusive breaking news coming up here in about 6-7 minutes. But this is a short segment because I came in late working on big things behind the scenes. I told you that I talked to high-level sources in the last 48 hours about what is in the classified FISA memorandum about illegal spying and how it tied into the other testimony and other text messages and data of Strzok and of Page and of all the people saying, we're forming a secret society, we're going to set the president up, we're not going to let him get into office, on and on and on. First, it's insurance policy when he gets the nomination, then it's we're not going to let him in. Then, before we go on air, William Benny contacts us, the former technical head of the NSA, the main advisor on Snowden, the film, with Oliver Stone, I mean, the guy that ran the NSA, okay, saying, I just got a call, and I'm not going to say from what agency, but he advises the president and advises the CIA director, just type in William Benny, meets with the CIA director, Pompeo, saying, hey, this just got put out. Go on Alex's show and talk about it. And we went and checked. And we're like, it's funny, I'm being told I'm going to be given this in the next couple days. And then here it is, and it's got a timestamp date on the Director of National Intelligence site of May. But we went and looked, it's not there in May. So it doesn't matter. No one covered it, and this is the memo. So the media is not touching it. They're just saying, oh, we're not going to look at it because it's from May. They're not denying it's real. They're just saying they're not going to look at it. So here it is, all the illegal spying on the American people, targeting Trump, his family, all these FBI people, all of them lying before Congress. This is the big memo, Gowdy and all them talked about, and the media is going to spin it. Now, what did I talk about? I'm having all these meetings on the phone for hours. I'm trying to understand. These people that have seen the memo that you're now seeing and others, they don't tell me classified stuff. They say, I go through, well, is it this? Is it that? Well, what about Jim Jordan? And how Jim Jordan keeps saying, you know, I don't know if this is true. I just am thinking maybe the deputy head of the FBI secretly met with Strzok and Page and decided to fix the intelligence for the FISA court, and Obama ordered it, and they were doing it as an insurance policy against the president. He said that a week before it was released, word for word. That's the game going on here. And they said, listen to everything they're saying this week, and it's what's going to happen next week. And so they've been trying to get it released. It popped up, and the former head of the NSA pointed it out to us, can't get more credible there, today. It doesn't matter when the Easter Bunny said it fell out of the sky. Today it's there, Director of National Intelligence. Mainstream media would have sat on this and said, oh, we have the document, and we're the only ones. Wouldn't even tell you it was there. We said, no, it's there. So, I've talked to the CIA, FBI connections, Army intelligence connections, former technical head of the NSA, and a bunch of other people that talked to the president. I'm going to leave it at that. I talked to the president. Haven't talked to him in months. I've missed his call. Media wants a story. There it is. I've missed the president's call 3 times the last few months. Uh-oh. General Kelly will find out and go spank him. I just got to get up early in the morning because that's when the calls come in his executive time. That's what Trump does all day. The point is that this is the point we've reached in this country, where this has been out for 3 hours, 2.5 hours, and it's the real deal, and they're not disputing it's not real, and they won't even report on it. That leads me to this. Neil Strauss didn't just write The Pickup Artist. He's not a pickup artist. He went and said, basically in his second book, how terrible it is, but he invaded that number one New York Times bestseller. He said more than 10 New York Times bestselling books. He's a listener. He contacts me. He wants to write a big book. I said, sure, knock yourself out. He's a great guy. Came to Austin. We hung out. Bunch of stuff. I told you I had a big, you know, big author want to do a book. This New York Times article and dozens of others today say, don't publish his book. They've contacted his agent and the company, what United Artists, and they said, you better not publish it. And they're like, yes, you're right. Alex Jones is evil. Neil's agent is wrong to even talk to him. You know, we're not going to do it. You're fools. Neil's never seen them do this just during the publishing phase. This is the book they don't want you to read, dum-dums. We already had this planned, idiots. We already figured they'd publish it, print it, like Milo Bannett, then we sell 5 million copies. Now it'll be 10 million. Bozo the clown's what you are. So you got played again, Jack. CNN money. Oh, the evil Alex Jones. And you know what? We need to sell 5 million books to fund this operation. So, yeah, it's the secret history of the modern world and the war for the future. You like that? Neil Strauss is a really smart writer. Meeting with him for days, he's smarter than I am. He gets this better than I do. And I'm not just saying that. So I'm really proud. We're going to publish this book one way or the other. But this is what America is. These people trying to block us putting a book out. That's the private intelligence networks that within one day of the book proposal going out, well, we've already got publishers wanting to publish it, but we want to go with the biggest. If we're going to go that route, we're not sure. Ladies and gentlemen, this is insane. So, hey, they're trying to shut us down everywhere. Not Google's banning us from ads. That cut off $5 million a year we're making. We need your support because I've got over 100 crew members. We're expanding. Huge studios, satellites. We want to spend $1.5 million the next year to be on 3 different satellites. We got UHF, VHF, cable, by the hundreds of stations lined up. I don't want to say this, but the Clintons are out of power. I can't send that hit team as easy anymore when I got mine on the roof. But the point is that it's on, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Caveman, Ultimate Bone Broth, whether it's the Immune Wall, our latest product, Pollen Block's amazing. We got two specials about to end, 40% off the Survival Shield X2 and Secret 12, InfoWarsStore.com. Your purchases fund the operation that brings victory.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You found it. The front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar. And now, Alex Jones.
We're going to Ted Malik for the balance of the hour here in about a minute. I predicted it in the first hour. As I was briefed on this memo in the last 2 days, I said I was going to break it down. Then William Binney, the former head of operations, the National Security Agency, said this just went up today. It's marked months ago, but I just got this from my contact, and we talked about that. I'm not going to say it on air, but he advises the president. And I said, they're going to spin this, that this isn't the classified memo, because it's about 10% blacked out. Then Congress has written a memo, as I said before we even broke this down, of this memo, with all the perjury that the Democrats engaged in and the other info they have in a memo that they are creating that they call the secret FISA court memo. So they're trying to create a 4-page memo off the 100 or 99-page memo. This is the memo. And I said, watch. You can pull up the video, first hour. I said, they have these globalist-run media outlets by Soros, like Right Wing Watch and Media Matters, that before the media reports, we'll put a blueprint out. And they'll probably say, this isn't the memo. Alex Jones really thought he had the classified memo. And they go on to say, it's just the court's opinion. No, it is the top secret memorandum opinion and order. It's an order. The court's opinion is its order. Oh, it's just an opinion of the court. That's an order. But notice they say, oh, it's just an opinion. This is the memorandum. This is the full memorandum. Nunes has seen the groups that did it and who ordered it, the blacked out areas and the signatures. Man, and watch the media all go with this. And they'll just say, oh, never mind. This memo doesn't matter. When it's the biggest memo, bigger than WikiLeaks, William Binney said. He said this is the biggest thing he's ever seen proving illegal spying. And this is the one they just put out today. Obviously, Trump had this released, the Office of National Intelligence. And this is their blueprint now. Just like CNN says, don't publish Alex Jones's book with the best-selling author and harasses the talent agency. And then they're over here saying nothing to see here. Ted Malik, again, is a best-selling author in his own right. Writes for major newspapers across the country. Writes a lot of great stuff for WorldNet Daily and InfoWars.com as well. And he joins us to cover Davos that's kicking off tomorrow. And Trump is going to be there on the 25th. Such huge news. But first off, navigating the art of spin, which also give it your website as well, Theodore Roosevelt Malik, The End of Ethics and some of your other great books we'll talk about. But what in the Hades? This is next level spinning here. It's like when Cuomo got on CNN and said, we can read WikiLeaks, but you can't. If you read it, you'll go to jail. You have the document everyone's looking for, and they're saying, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Alex Jones is fake news. Even though I just had the former head of the NSA on. What do you say, Ted Malik?
Well, I'd say gotcha. I think you got him. I mean, we've all been waiting for this memo. They say it's going to take 19 days to clear those black boxes so that we can see some of it. We're guessing what's in there. You've heard some of the Freedom Caucus members talking about it. They can't obviously disclose what's in it because they're, under confidentiality agreements and secret information. But this memo, I am told, is going to smoke a lot of people. out of the FBI and the Department of Justice. So can't wait to see the whole damn thing.
I was about to say, the word is, a lot of the four pages is what's been redacted.
Yeah, of course. That's what it is, redaction. They black out boxes. I mean, there's some government documents, you get them, and there's one word on a page. Everything else has been blocked out or blacked out. So, yeah, I think we got them on this one, and Trump wants this out. This is going to get out.
Yeah, it sure is. Benny was giggling about who gave him a call. I'm just going to leave it at that. But Trump is on the hunt here, and that's really, we see the head of the EU, we see Macron admitting it's all collapsing, what you first predicted a decade ago when Davos man got out of it, you know, and you know, as you're known as the Davos man. How does all this tie together, and their war on the American recovery? More and more I see Communist China in the Washington Post admits buying off our universities, trying to finance the Democrats for government shutdown. I mean, it's not Russian collusion, it's Chinese collusion from my research.
Well, there's certainly collusion on many fronts. I went to see this movie, which I hope you've seen and others should see, The Darkest Hour, this weekend, about Churchill coming to power after Neville Chamberlain, you know, was such an utter failure trying to appease Hitler in 1940, May of 1940.
My dad this weekend saw it. He said it's one of the best movies he ever said. And he said it's an echo just like Trump. Is that what you're about to say? Is that
well,
we're in our darkest hour?
Your father and I think a lot alike, as you know. And I wrote an article. It's going to come out this weekend in a major newspaper. The title of the article is Trump is Churchill. So, you know, we're facing the same dark hour. We need a man of courage. And Trump is that man, and I make the comparison in the article. But what we're really here to talk about is of course, Davos. This is Davos Week. I think you'll get a giggle out of this. Your listeners will. They had 30 inches of snow in Davos overnight, which is why I'm wearing this scarf. It's the most snow ever in a single day. So it's a real snow job this year. It was kicked off this afternoon when the Prime Minister of India, Mr. Modi, gave his speech, and Trump is, if the helicopters allow him to come in, coming in with, I think, seven members of his cabinet, Gary Cohn and General Kelly and everybody else, and he'll be speaking at the end of Davos this year on Thursday evening or Thursday afternoon. And wow. The theme of Davos, you'll get a kick out of this, there's always a major theme, the theme is creating a shared future in a fractured world. You want me to translate that for you?
Yes.
That means we have to go back to globalism because all of these nationalists and all of these protectionists and all of these Trump lookalikes are beginning and, in fact, succeeding in fracturing our globalism.
Well, yeah, exactly. They admit that. So it's falling like dominoes now, but I don't ever want to be hubris-filled and too confident, like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, let's not start you-know-what yet. I mean, how are they going to strike back, Mr. Malik?
Well, they've got the major celebrities of the world going there, you know, tons and tons, almost 2,500 people, CEOs galore. Cate Blanchett will be there. Elton John will be there. A lot of Bollywood stars, because of the Prime Minister of India, are there. So, I mean, when I was at Davos, you could share a hot tub with Angelina Jolie, but it's the celebrification of culture, and the way they're striking back is the ringmaster, the head man at Davos, Klaus Schwab, has gone on just before Davos started and given a big interview, and he's a very harsh critic of Trump, and certainly of nationalism. And he said, and I want to quote him to get this right, it is important that leaders not present a national perspective, but an international one here. And the presence of Donald Trump as president of the United States will hopefully provide him with a better global perspective.
Wow.
So what they're going to try to do is re-educate our dear president.
I don't think it's going to work too well. Let's talk about what Trump's going to do when he gets there. On the other side, with Dr. Ted Malik.
Alex
Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
InfoWars knocking them dead in the heat of the night. Woo! Yeah! Got the crew bringing us in. We got the crew's autobiography. Autobiographer writing our new book.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
How's that for synergy? We are back live. Ted Malik is our guest. Paul Watson's hosting the fourth hour. I'll have to broadcast some with him. The magnitude of what's breaking. You know, Dr. Ted Malik has been on the board of directors of Davos called the Davos Man, but he was always there promoting Americana and global freedom and countries working together. But going back over a decade ago, headed up the Aspen Institute, another top elitist group, he really went public against it. But I've talked to a lot of folks that know Malik back when we were looking at him on the show a few years ago, and they said, oh, Malik's always been fighting the globalist. It's just that once we began to win, then then it wasn't a joke anymore. And so now we're winning, but you read mainstream news, and Germany says, you promote nationalism, you're banned off Facebook, Twitter, or Google. We normally, on Facebook, we have 5 million likes on our different platforms. One has like a 2 million, another has like a million. All the others, about 5 million. They allowed 44 shares. During the break, I was talking to one of our social media people. He goes, oh, yeah, they're blocking people. When they hit share, it doesn't go out. You have to go to folks and post it yourself by hand. So Google, Facebook, Twitter, they are massively increasing things. And a lot of people go, I'm just going to be a globalist and a leftist because I want to be promoted on Facebook, Google, Twitter, and all this. So, see, you're selling out to be able to talk to a bunch of fake accounts most of the time. Doesn't matter. We've got over 200 AM and FM affiliates. We're getting a whole bunch of TV affiliates. We're blasting out despite all the censorship. And I'm not bitching about the censorship. I'm just saying this is classic authoritarianism. They want to kick the president off his Twitter. So, again, we're still winning. But we should not underestimate how the globalists are going to strike back. And, you know, Ted Malik, you've got Donald Trump's big choice at Davos. A lot of people said, oh, he's a traitor going. I wish they'd let me in. I mean, all he does at these global events is stand up for America. Soldiers, snipers, and security at Davos. You've got that report. World Economic Forum in Davos out to heal a fractured world. You talked about it earlier. They're going to heal the fracturing under their control. One ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. So it was a true Sauron operation. Davos peering behind the elite curiosity curtain. So you are the big Davos insider. Recap for folks your trajectory in life and how you got to the highest levels of this and then why you yourself got out of it, Ted Malik.
Well, I'm a scholar, a diplomat, strategist. I've been in a number of important places on Wall Street and the State Department, Center for Foreign Relations Committee, you know, ambassadorial role in the UN. But I was invited when I was in Geneva, Switzerland, to become part of this Davos cabal in its early days, help them get American CEOs to come and help them develop some of their country strategies, industry strategies, bring some of the financial.
Yeah, how did you get involved very near the genesis of what is now was the most powerful group in the world? Now they admit, as you said a decade ago, it's fallen apart.
Well, I mean, in my case, it was being in the right place at the right time. I was in Geneva, Switzerland. They're based in Geneva, Switzerland. They like smart people. Some people have claimed I'm a smart person. You know, I knew lots of Americans. I've been in American corporate finance and in American financial circles. So they wanted what I had, access to people. And, you know, this was in the period around 1988. So Reagan was just ending his term. And the first Bush was coming to power.
I'm not kissing your butt. People need to know you were a darling of Davos. You were like the catch me out Davos man, exactly, helping bring it from powerful to really, you know, super powerful. And then that's why I want to know that trajectory. What made you get out of it?
Well, I write about this at some length in my memoir, Davos, Aspen, and Yale, about my life behind the elite global curtain and, you know, the role that I had, access that I had, the information that I had, the people I met. But I was always somewhat cynical about Davos, about its leadership, and about its very silly, you know, we're going to save the world kind of mentality. We call it the Davosian spirit. And there is almost a spiritual New Age element to it. I mean, Davos has always been around and about, and it is very much this year, we'll talk about it, about risk, risk, risk. The world is always a risky place, and you know, these are all the risks. They have a list of risks, and we're going to make it better. And the way we make it better is going through them, accessing their global power and using globalism to make it better.
Sure, you put them in charge, and they're all hopping around like New Age fairies.
That's the whole idea. They never about the rewards in the world. They don't want to talk about wealth creation. And in effect, what I believe, and I came to believe, and I believe it even more strongly now, that there's a kind of subtle anti-capitalism here. It's blatantly anti-religious, but it's really subtly anti-capitalistic. And there are a few people in this cabal, Soros among others, you go down the list of names, who really want to control things. So when you go to Davos, they talk about things like multilateral regimes. They talk about multilateral solutions. They talk about inclusive growth. You know, about poverty, about the old 1%, you know, owning all the wealth. They talk about this year, climate change.
But I noticed under their policy, Dr. Malik, the third world's gotten poorer than ever, and the elite controlling all the wealth's gotten bigger than ever. It's funny. It's got their carbon tax 7 years ago, doubling carbon taxes on third world countries and the West. It was actually the opposite of what they claimed they were doing.
There's been more wealth created, and it's gone to more people in the last 20 years than ever before. They don't want to really talk about that success model. They don't want to talk about really free enterprise. They're interested in what they call models of cooperation, which sounds nice, but it's really another way of saying
crony capitalism.
The UN and their goals of sustainability are really the only objectives for humankind.
So you're saying they're a group of billionaires, this is key, a group of billionaires committed to UN global governments so that they can have governmental power for their monopolies.
For themselves. And they have this corporate governance model called multi-stakeholder theory, where, again, they're not interested in shareholder capitalism as much as they are in, you know, future generations or the environment. And if you go to Davos, if you use the reword in front of every other word that you're going to use, every other verb in particular, then you'll be very accepted. So this year they're talking about reshaping industry. That's the theme this year. Reshaping industry. Everybody has to be global. Everything has to be
global.
That
translates re means takeover. We run things. We're going to run your life. We're going to consolidate power. Let us run your life. We're liberal. We're trendy.
You sound like you fit right in, Alex. You can go over there and mouth it.
But really, they're going to slit your throat. That's the cover. Yeah, I get it. Keep going.
Well, last year at Davos, Davos happens, you know, in the eastern part of Switzerland, in Graubünden, German part of Switzerland, actually the old Nazi part of Switzerland, interestingly. Very interesting history.
But as long as Nazis go, it's okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Last year, Davos took place just days after Trump was elected. So I went back and checked, and they said last year at Davos, Trump is going to be a normal president. Don't worry. Ignore his tweets. Ignore his bad behavior. He's going to mature and grow up. He's going to become presidential. This is a direct quote. He's going to be just like us. Wrong. Wrong. What they said is Davos, man, is very much alive last year, that there will be no travel ban, that NAFTA is the greatest thing ever invented, and there is no need, underline, no need to build a wall on the Mexican border. And economic growth under Trump will be worse than before. The dollar will be weaker
All right,
than
Malik,
before.
So we know they're shoveling bull. They believe this?
Paul.
Paul, stay there. We're coming right back to you on the other side to finish up with this. This is really important. And Paul Joseph Watson from His Britannic Majesty's London, England, will be joining us. Again, we just broke the big FISA secret memo, InfoWars.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back, Alex Jones here live. We published today the redacted memo the media completely ignored that Nunes is talking about. The memo he's putting out has some of the redactions in it. They're looking at the classifications, but we already know, as William Benny said, who's met with the former, well, not the former, the current head of the CIA and others, this is Obama and Hillary and others ordering illegal spying on Trump. And the media tries to spin it and say, well, they put out a press release in May that the court had put out this finding and this memorandum. Well, yeah, but they didn't put the whole thing out. And that's what this is. So we're here pointing out it's on InfoWars.com. And they don't want you looking at it. So I'll explain that once Paul Watson joins us at the start of the next hour. Going back to Ted Malik, who's been a big insider, one of the top guys at Davos, and what it's degenerated into and what it's telling us and what it told us was going to happen. Did they believe all this about Trump, that he would back down to them? Or were they trying to put a good face on it? What's happening to Davos? What's happening to the EU? What's happening to the New World Order?
Well, I think they're trying to hold their ground. They see the world as fractured. They admit that Trump is in part responsible for those fractures. And he surprised them and said, I'll take your invitation to Davos, and I'll come over there and I'll give you the same inauguration speech I gave last January in America, and I'll tell you the truth. Now, last year at Davos, Anthony Scaramucci, I don't know if you remember that name, he's a Davoser, he went and said that the president offers, and I quote him, great hope for globalism, that Donald Trump is really a closet globalist. Now, if you believe that for a minute, I've got some other bridge to sell you. Of course, Mr. Scaramucci lasted 10 days in the Trump White House. So I think that Trump's going to go there on Thursday, and he's going to take a victory lap, first of all, and tell them how great America is. The country is back. The economy is buzzing. We've got low unemployment. We've got high stock market performance. And it's a great place to invest now that we've got our corporate tax rate down to 21%. And all the other countries in the world, Canada included, are scared as hell because investment is going to flow into America. I think Trump is going to beat his chest and tell him, give up, join my pitch.
Keep going with what's happening at Davos.
Well, you've got your normal 300 sessions on very interesting topics, everything from swamis with headgear to, why you have to change your diet completely and become a vegan to why the world is a riskier place by the hour. So you've got all these high-powered people high up in the mountains in the Swiss Alps, cavorting with each other, partying late into the night. I tell all the stories again in this memoir, Davos, Aspen, and Yale. Some of it is a little salacious. I don't want to talk about it online or on television.
Well, tell us a little bit. Folks are going to read the book. This is a big party.
Well, it is a big party, and that's part of the reason people go. They pay $71,000 to attend. You heard me. If you want to be a member of Davos as a corporation, The Guardian last year said the price tag was $1 million. Maybe I should go like this when I say that. $1 million. So it's a big price tag, and all the corporate heavyweights are there, and they like to party and have dinner with each other and have all the latest celebrities in to talk to them and tell them how bad the world is and what risks we're up against and decry what's happening in places in Europe where they're trying to take back their sovereignty. But it is an interesting party, and the Swiss air stewardesses are there to help you enjoy yourself. The dancing goes on until late the next morning.
Why is Davos and the EU so wedded to bringing in unvetted military-age men, stacks of articles in InfoWars Today, where women say, I let them rape my children, it's liberal. Actual articles, I let him rape my daughter, he's an Afghan, he deserves it. Where does this death wish come from with Davos pushing at this Islamic love?
Well, I think that you will have a very strong sentiment in Davos, particularly by the European contingent, about why immigration and open borders is such a great thing. On the one hand, economically, they want cheap labor. On the other hand, they pretend to be humanists or humanitarian and are willing to basically, I guess, let a billion people cross their borders and take over Europe. They stopped them at Vienna, at the gates of Vienna, in the 17th century, but that's not happening today.
Exactly. The very Pope that has 200-foot walls says everyone must let them into your house, and then the feminist women go, rape me, kill me. Every day I see articles, they're so cultically controlled, they'll do what they're told. I mean, I don't know how the EU got women to, like, literally basically slit their children's throats.
Well, I don't think that all European women are of that mind, particularly after they let 2 million people come from those countries, mostly males between 18 and 35, who have performed, very unadmirably in places like Sweden and Germany. So maybe people like Merkel have, quote, learned their lesson, but it doesn't seem that it's the case because the EU is trying to foist this policy on the rest of Europe, and In fact, demanding that countries like Hungary and Poland and, you know, places on the periphery accept more and more what they call refugees or political asylum seekers. But they're really just economic migrants. Many of them, in fact, aren't even Islamic. They're coming increasingly from sub-Saharan Africa.
How many years ago did you say Davos is dead?
I wrote Davos is dead probably now about 6 or 7 years ago, and I think every year that goes on, you could say there's more and more evidence to that.
Sure.
Certainly last year we had the real nail in the coffin because we had Brexit in the United Kingdom. We had the resurgence of nationalism in many political parties across Europe. And most demonstrably, we had the election of Donald Trump as president of our United States.
And now all these other nationalists getting elected and free marketers getting elected. You did predict it first, along with Steve Pachinik of the CIA and a lot of other people, this was coming. And I see it manifesting itself right now. And if the EU fell apart and was free market, I wouldn't like that to happen. But it's an evil authoritarian system. And so, Ted Malik, please join us. Coming up on Friday when President Trump is there right through the weekend as our correspondent for all the great work you're doing. Briefly, tell folks about your newest book about the joys of free market.
Well, I think we have to defend capitalism. So the former CEO of Cargill and I, the retired CEO, you know, basically put our minds together and said, what can we learn reading the pages of the wonderful Common Sense by Thomas Paine at the time of the American Revolution that could be commonsensical today using our five wits to build better enterprises, more free enterprise, wealth creation? How could we do that, and where is it in fact happening? Because it's great, I'm a student of business and business history, it's great to talk about it in theory, but let's talk about places where it's actually occurring, where business cultures are in fact producing greater wealth, where there's more productivity. This is the kind of capitalism we have to support, not this globalism that they preach in places like Davos.
That's right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Ted Malik. I'm going to co-host some of Paul Watson coming up. And speaking of capitalism, they hate free market, that you can vote for the ideas and information that you want to see spread. And whether it be true, whether it be lies, we're trying to tell the truth compared to CNN. They're in dozens of newspapers and TV programs right now since last night. Within a day of our book proposal going out, they already had it telling United Artists and others, and you know, the famous writer Neil Strauss, that will destroy you if you write this book with Alex Jones, when it's their idea. This is the true book burning before the book ever gets out of the womb behavior. But you can stop them. You make the decision to go, you know, Alex gives me great info. I ought to go check out the products. Air filtration, very best for your house, $50 off at $149. Leading competitors, $400 to $500 for a similar filtration system. That's about to end. We have the iodine, the X2, and with the Secret 12 high-quality vitamin B12, 40% off. That's got to end today. It's ending today because we're about to sell out of it, so I'm going to let it take a few weeks at regular price to sell out before it comes in a month. Once your Survival Shield, your Secret 12, thank you for making the broadcast possible. Also, incredible issues with all the pollen and garbage right now with the Sear Fever in Austin. Been taking my pollen block. Don't have to take the speed drugs like Claritin D, you name it. Pollen block works better. Infowarsstore.com. It's 51% off out of the gates. I want you to try it. $17.76, and your purchase funds the operation. And some other big announcements tomorrow, but these sales are about to end. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. You are all that stands between us and the globalists shutting us down. It's your financial support that makes it all possible. So I thank you humbly, and I salute you. Stay with us.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.